You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode number 56, Comparing Ourselves to Christ.
Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast today. Thanks for tuning in. I am celebrating my one-year podcast anniversary. Hooray! Happy birthday! So in celebration of that, I am giving away a three-session coaching package for free. It is my birthday gift to you. And all you need to do is send me an email, youarelimitlesscoaching@gmail.com, and let me know that you want to be entered into the draw. And at the end of March, I will do the draw to see who the winner is. This is a super valuable experience, and actually today's topic may even be the thing that you decide that you want to come get some coaching on to overcome this challenge. And or maybe it's something else we've talked about, or maybe it's something totally different. But what I'm able to do is help you see what you are believing right now and how that is what is creating all of the things in your life that you maybe aren't super loving right now. So please email me, get entered into the draw. You will not regret it, especially if you are the winner. Now, I would love for you to give a gift back to me. And that is to share this podcast. Share it. Share it as much as you can. Share it with family. Share it with friends. Share it on social media. Invite people to come listen to it. And you can go and you can rate it. I would love a 5-star review that makes it easier for people to find it who are looking for a podcast. And if you could leave a review too, tell me the things that you love about the podcast. I would appreciate that so much. So thank you in advance for being willing to help me out a little bit. I recently, today, the day that I'm recording this, got to go to a missionary district meeting and do a training where I was helping them to learn a little bit about how their mindset is affecting their service as missionaries. One of the elders said, "I know it's crazy, but sometimes I even compare myself to Jesus Christ." And my thought was, I don't think that's crazy at all. I think that is normal. I think that is something that all of us do. And I asked the other missionaries, "Have any of you ever compared yourselves to Jesus Christ?" And they said, "Yeah, absolutely. I have even..." And I think, honestly, I don't think I'm the only one. I have even had the thought, well, if Jesus Christ could be perfect, I should be able to be perfect too. And there is that should. That is a really good way of noticing when we are giving ourselves something that's a little bit unreasonable. This is a really prime example of how we use the gospel against ourselves. We use the Savior against us. We use his perfect example against us. Why? How? Well, I think we do it because we love Jesus Christ and we're trying to be like him, and we know that we're supposed to. That's a doctrinally true thing, is to be like Jesus Christ. But we are spiritual beings who currently inhabit imperfect human bodies with human brains. And so we want to emulate Jesus Christ, but we really easily fall into comparing, right? Because of our human brains, because of that natural man who wants to keep us separated from God. And so to emulate means to imitate or strive to be equal to someone. But comparing is viewing in relation to. And so when we compare ourselves to Jesus Christ, we compare ourselves into relation of where Jesus Christ is. And oftentimes how we measure our achievements, you know, to see how well we're doing at something, we set a goal, right? I'm achieving my goal if I achieve a certain level, or degree of righteousness, right? And so this really easily slips into comparison. And so that looks like I didn't do something perfectly, so I'm not like Christ. He's always higher than us, right? He's always going to be perfect. He's always going to be able to do things perfectly. He is always loving. He's always patient. He's always merciful. He's always understanding. But we are impatient and judgmental and mean and unforgiving and prideful and so many other things. And so that comparison is looking at our lack to his wholeness. And we forget that despite all of our imperfect qualities, we also have Christ's traits and attributes, and that we do live into those at time. And so we discount or ignore the times where we are patient with others. We ignore or put down the times where we are compassionate to others, where we do forgive, where we are really kind, where we do good things out of love. When we're comparing, those things just, they aren't even there, because there's such a difference between where we are and where Jesus Christ is that it doesn't even matter. Now, again, in the gospel, a lot of what we know and we see, such as in the Book of Mormon, is to recognize our own nothingness before God, right? Where I think that's teaching about humility and that we need God's help for all things, which is different than comparing ourselves, because when we're comparing, we're trying to do it on our own, right? Jesus Christ is here, so I should be able to be here. And since I'm not, that means there's a problem with me. So hopefully that's clear about how comparison is different than recognizing our own nothingness before God and relying on him for everything. Because we're so perfect. Oh, sorry, we're so perfect. We're so perfect at looking at our imperfections. And so looking a little bit more at why comparing ourselves to Jesus Christ is a problem, you may ask yourself, but shouldn't we be comparing ourselves to know how we can improve? Yeah, we do want to improve. But when you compare yourself to Jesus Christ, when you're looking at you and where your standing is with your abilities, you know, looking at your lack compared to his perfection, honestly, how does it make you feel? Just the other day, I was looking at feelings wheel and I found an emotion. I was like, oh, this is my emotion. This is how I feel. Inferior. Doesn't it make you feel so inferior when you compare yourself to Jesus Christ? For you, maybe the word is going that stands out is going to be discouraged, depressed, ashamed, unworthy, worthless, small, incapable, self-loathing, hatred. There's so many options. But when you are being honest with yourself, when you compare yourself to Jesus Christ, it's not good. And so comparison really invites the belief, I'll never be good enough. Isn't that what's at the root every time we compare ourselves to Jesus Christ? I'll never be good enough. There's no hope for me. And so then you become depressed or apathetic or unmotivated. You do less, and it's harder to do the things that you're doing, even though you're doing less, and then you still feel crappy, right? Going and fulfilling your church calling, extra hard. That's where the burnout comes, I think, or one of the places. And I just want to tell you, if you are there now, I'm actually with you. I've been noticing that I've been swimming around in this place of inferiority and believing I'll never be good enough for a little while. Sometimes it's around comparisons to Christ, and sometimes it's around my goals and what I think Heavenly Father wants for my life and me feeling like I cannot achieve them. And so I'm here with you, and it feels crappy. It's not fun. But how do you get out of it? How do I get out of it? Well, I've been working on that a little bit. And I think sometimes I focus on the thoughts more and first. And you can do that first. But honestly, sometimes I think the first thing is to look at your emotions and process them. Let them be there. Have that emotional release in a good, healthy way. This could be meditation. Just look up a guided meditation, honestly, on YouTube. I've actually done some inner child healing ones a few times, and that's been really interesting. Side note, these are supposed to be like going and helping your inner child like feel safe at a time where you as a child didn't feel safe. But the times that I've done it, I'm like, oh, my inner child is like helping me. I'm the one who needs healing from my inner child. So that's been really interesting. But you can let your emotions out there. You can give yourself time and space to cry if you need to cry, or time and space to go rage yell if you need to rage yell. That's okay. You're allowed to do it. I have spent time in my van rage yelling before with no one else in there. It was great. I mean, you know, it was crappy, but it was really needed. So feeling your feelings, they get bottled up, especially when we are feeling, I don't know, especially when we're feeling those hard emotions that are hard and heavy and not fun to feel, right? We try to not feel them, and so they bottle up, and then there's not room for anything else. There's not room for joy. There's not room for peace and love and happiness because you are so full of all of these heavy feelings. So honestly, I would look at allowing yourself to feel your feelings first, to process those emotions. And it may require more than one time. You may come back and do this one again. But the next thing that I think is really helpful to do, and I have found to be helpful for me, is after processing those emotions, discovering what I've been believing and telling myself and how those make me feel. And so then I can make those connections. Oh, this is why I've been feeling this heavy emotion, is because I've been believing this about myself. Like, I'll never be good enough is a thought that I experience. And that does make me feel inferior. And the reason why I think that letting your emotions be processed first is helpful at times, especially if you've been here for a while and you like feel really incapable of like dealing with life, is because it's harder to look at your mind with love and compassion and rationality when these emotions need to be released. The third thing that I'd invite you to do, and I think that this one is so beautiful and is one of the most helpful things, but only if you do the first two first, is to invite personal revelation through prayer. Ask yourself, or ask Heavenly Father, what do you want me to know right now? What do you have to say on the matter? And I can tell you that what Heavenly Father tells you is going to be a lot more hopeful and a lot more loving than the things that you have been telling yourself. I promise you that. I love to write this down because it's so cool just to feel the words from Heavenly Father. What I like to do sometimes is, if I'm writing with the pen or pencil, I just kind of write my question or what I've been dealing with, and then I just close my eyes, kind of get into that prayerful state, and just ask Heavenly Father, what do you want me to know? So I'm not looking for a specific question or a specific answer to a specific question. It's very open. Maybe you want to be typing this on a computer. And so what I do is I have it just on the regular font, you know, like just regular to write my stuff. And then when I'm ready to hear an answer from Heavenly Father, I just put it on italics just so that it looks different from my stuff. And so then sometimes I get like this little conversation, right? He'll say things and then I'll have a question. And so then I'll type that in my own. So it's like I'm writing out the prayer along with the answers, but I find it so effective. And every single time, Heavenly Father has really hopeful, encouraging, merciful things to say to me. And I know that He will for you too. And then we are talking about that we've been comparing ourselves to Jesus Christ. And we know that we don't want to do that anymore. So what do? We practice emulating Jesus Christ, but in a very specific way. Practice emulating Christ's mercy and compassion towards yourself. What if that was all you practiced doing for being like Christ? I mean, everything else will come. I'm not saying, okay, go out and be mean to people, right? But what if you just practice emulating Christ's mercy and compassion towards yourself? The reason why I think that this is important is because who is the person that you are the meanest to? Who is the person that you talk down to the most? Who is the person that you judge the most? If you're anything like me, your answer will be me, myself. I'm the meanest to me. I talk down to myself more than I talk down to anybody else. And so we are the perfect people to practice emulating Christ's mercy and compassion towards. It's hard. It's really hard, but I really have found that, you know, Heavenly Father can tell us that we're forgiven. Other people can tell us that we're doing great, but until we believe it for ourselves and we treat ourselves that way, there's not a lot of change that can happen. So my little reminder to you here, as you practice emulating Christ-like love and compassion and mercy towards yourself, is that enduring means to fail and try again. Practice loving yourself the way Jesus loves you. And then when you notice that you're being mean to yourself again, repentance is, hey, Heavenly Father, I'm doing this again. Will you please help me? And you probably want to go back and do those steps again of processing your emotions and discovering what you're believing and inviting personal revelation again from Heavenly Father. The gospel is the greatest blessing in our lives. I really, truly believe that. And because it's the greatest blessing in our lives, that is the tool, that is the thing that Satan will try to get us to use against us as often as is possible. So my hope is that this episode today will help you recognize how you have been using your love for the Savior against yourself, and will also help you know how to start using it for yourself. So again, I would so appreciate you sharing this with others, and send me an email. That's what I'm trying to say. Send me an email to enter into that draw so that you can get even more help for free. Thanks so much, everyone. I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others. Rate it and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try it out session today at youarelimitless.ca. See you soon.